Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the next exciting session of Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast, our Savage Worlds Weird Western game as we play through the Flood module. Session 13 in its entirety is up tonight. Some internet connection problems caused us to play a shorter game than usual, as well as being down one player for the session. We hope you enjoy the game. And if you're looking for some online gaming fun of your own, the weekend of October 18th, MonkeyCon 2, the virtual convention that sprang from the actual play podcast, Monkeys Took My Jetpack, will be happening. You can find the games and times and sign up for a slot if you join the Google Plus community for MonkeyCon Online Convention. Now for our story. Okay, and so we have another Deadlands. We have a limited cast tonight. We're joined by the characters Sarah Beauchamp, as played by...
Say hello, Sharon.
We have Luke Villeneuve, played by...
Jameis.
And Yong Jean Jian, Lou.
Yes, correct. Played by the irrepressible Richard.
There we go. And
this I'll repress him.
And this should be session 13 tonight. Recap. Who wants a chip?
Sharon does.
Sharon, you want a chip. Give us a recap of the last time.
Oh, Sharon does not want a chip.
Okay.
You've never done a recap. Well,
yes, she did one at one point.
I tell you what, since we're short players tonight, I will give everyone a chip for adding in a little bit of a recap. How about that? Say a few words of recap and everyone gets a chip.
Well, we started by trying to enact a deadly plan to try and blow up a boat.
And we spent about an hour discussing this.
We did.
One of our quicker plans.
Yes, but none worked quite as effectively as ours.
Off. Yeah. Our plan came off very well.
And we managed to blow up Kang's boat, which unfortunately don't seem to have the name written down.
The name of the ship. No one remembers anything.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it's gone now, so it doesn't matter.
That would be the Abysmal. The ironclad Abysmal. Now no more.
It was actually useful that it was ironclad, because that helped contain the explosion.
It did. It funneled it upwards.
The precisely calibrated explosion.
Yep. Yes. So after we blew it up, we went back to town and went and told, not Thin Noodle Ma, but...
Uh-huh. Big Ear Tan.
Big Ears Tan, yeah. Big Ear Tan. But we had...
Does he just have the one big ear, or does he have two big ears?
He has no big ears, actually. The big ears apparently refer to his spy network.
Yes, that he knows everything. Just like Thin Noodle Ma is not...
So we should call him Big Nose Ma?
Only if you want to lose your own. Yep. So we went back and told him that we had completed the task. And we took some of the ghost rock from the mine where we had encountered the ship and stuffed our pockets full of it and made about $2,000 each. I think it was about $2,000 each. And after we told him that we had done our stuff, he said, "Hey, I've got another task that you might like to do. There's a tournament coming up. Perhaps you would like to represent it." Yeah.
And we gave some of the ghost rock to our riverboat captain.
Yeah, I gave him some of mine. Make it easier. Either.
Yes, indeed.
Yours. And because he feels so terrible about stealing all the ghost rock, I've got his character's name now.
Gideon.
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 Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Marlowe.
Yeah, Gideon gave all of his to the Mormons.
And decided to spend some more time with him, cleaning his underwear or something. So, yeah. So he's busy doing that while the rest of us go off to a feast.
Well, you know, mystical underwear is hard to clean. Yes, and so a feast is being held in your honor at the Big Ears Tam's residence.
Wait, sorry. It's being held in our honor?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a banquet in your honor.
But the feast is, and afterwards we're having the big fight the next day, which is not in our honor. It's just the big fight.
No, it's the thing. I just didn't realize the banquet was in our honor. Okay.
Yes. That's why I went to etiquette class to make sure that I wouldn't screw something up.
Oh, yeah. You get an additional chip for something, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because, something rolled really well or something.
Yeah. They did something amazing last time.
Well, they actually did things towards it, not like me, who just went and got cleaned up.
Okay, well, starting with Sarah, then Luke, then Young, what cards did you draw for tonight?
I should just start with someone else.
Go ahead.
No.
There she is.
Last stand. Your hero and any adjacent allies gain +2 parry and toughness. Allies who move into contact after the card is played gain the bonus as well. The effect ends when a joker is dealt. And here comes the cavalry. Help arrives on the scene from a source determined by the GM.
Nice. All right. What did Luke draw?
I have, what's the name of the card? Arcane Inspiration, which lets me refill all my power points. And Get Savage, which gives me an edge for the duration of a combat or scene, regardless of whether or not I actually have the requisites for it.
Nice. And Young?
Young has Ace, which is, instead of rolling, make a single automatic raise, so useful for something. And Turncoat, your hero somehow convinces or bribes a minor foe to perform a small favor, such as helping your heroes escape, revealing the location of the boss, etc., etc.
Technically, Arcane Inspiration says immediately recover all spent power points. It doesn't say I immediately recover all my. Just anyone who spent power points by this point can immediately recover them.
Yeah, I would let you play that on someone else's behalf if you want to do. It's fine.
Technically, it will refill everyone in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
If I am up against somebody who has power points and you play it on the other person, I'll be with you.
So ill. All right, so we'll take up that next early afternoon when you were asked to come to the Tam Estates again to have a feast in your honor for doing such a splendid job for Big Ears Tam. Sarah, you've been brushing up on your proper etiquette, which, as far as you can tell, for a woman in Chinese society means shut up, sit down, and don't be heard from.
Because of the equality of the sexes.
Yes. really doesn't play well with you, I'm sure. So I'm sure you perhaps ignored that part of the etiquette and just pretended like you were a man in the society and what you should do correctly. So either way, you know what the correct etiquette should be, as far as your instructor was able to tell you. And that was probably someone who...
Who's Umbrella Man?
No. It was an English lady who has attended many of these functions. So you'll be instructed by someone in the place you're staying at right now. Luke, you've scrubbed up, got your best set of goggles, I guess. are you dressing up for this?
Sam died for a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was the last thing you heard?
The sound cut out, so...
Can you hear me?
Sure.
Yes. Power Grammo and Skype failure there. Back online now. Okay, so everyone is wearing their best, I take it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm getting background noise. Is that from you, Bert? Not at the moment.
No.
No? Okay.
I was hearing it as well, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you muted, Sharon?
Yes, I'm muted.
Ah, it's from Sharon.
There you go.
I suck.
Just mute when you're not talking, and we should be fine. All right, so you all have put on your best, did some brushing up on your etiquette, at least one of you, and we're on our way to Tam's estate. You are greeted there by the guards. They seem to know your faces now. They even smile at you somewhat and bow very deeply as they open up the large bound doors to Tam's estate. The guardian grounds, as you go in, have been done up in a very festive way. There are floating paper balloons about. There are torches put in the ground to kind of illuminate backgrounds. There are streamers. It's a very festive environment. You were led to, once again, an outdoor pavilion where a feast has been set up on a low table. There are several new faces here you haven't seen before, but Tam himself is not present, although his translator is. And as you all walk forward, the translator greets you.
Ah, yes, and on behalf of Lord Tam, please, please, here, sit in the seats of honor at the head of the table.
Who takes the middle seat?
I guess as I am going to be talking, I will.
Okay.
Does nobody else understand? Oh, I suppose it's going to be translated anyway. So. Mm-hmm.
Sarah, from your etiquette classes, you know, the head of the table is the most honored guest. The person to his right would be considered the next most honorable, and the person to the left the next most. Do you want to jockey for a seat, or are you going to wait to see what Luke does?
I'm going to actually wait and see what Luke does.
All right, Luke, which seat do you take?
Oh, since they're not, both of them seem to be pausing, I'll go and take the middle seat then. I don't have any etiquette, but, you know, what the hell.
Right. Okay, so you take the middle seat?
Yeah. I previously said that I was taking the middle seat.
Oh, did you? Okay, well, it seemed to be pausing a bit over it, but no, fine.
Young beats you. Does a little backflip and sits in the seat. All right, so, Luke.
I'll take one that's, when you're looking at the seats, I'll take the one to the left. Mm-hmm. So I'll be sitting on his right.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, you take the remaining seat.
So that leaves me on his left, correct?
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Once you are all seated, Tam's speaker, himself, instead of a servant, pours you out green tea, first to Young, then to Luke, then to you, Sarah. Before the servants pour out teas to, there are four other guests at the table, and each of the four guests seem to have brought a retinue with them who, you know, it looks like each person brought maybe three or four people with them. Some of them servants, some of them might simply be, secretaries to take notes, who knows, but they're not seated at the table. So it's just you and four other people here. They are all, Chinese and, all dressed quite well. After being poured, the tea, they seem to be looking or waiting for you guys to do something. Young, you would know just from, you would, either give a simple welcome or a blessing or simply drink your tea so that they may drink theirs, but they're waiting for you to start.
I look around for Tam.
Tam is not here.
Yep.
I raise my cup of tea as it's filling the toast and take a sip.
All right. As soon as you do, there's a little bit of murmuring, but everyone else takes a sip as well. And they sit down and, their various servants start, basically plating and serving food. Tam's speaker, is apparently your servant today as he begins to, plate food for each of you. He will plate for you, Young, first and ask, oh, would you like the beef, the chicken, or the pork today? Perhaps some of the seafood as, he begins to heap forth a tray for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
he puts a little bit of everything on your tray. There's, the dishes all smell very, very spicy. Very pungent smelling. There's various meat dishes and noodle dishes. There is a pig, a kind of a small one, not like a huge full-sized boar or a hog, but more like, a little suckling pig that has been stuffed and is in the middle of the table, and that's being carved as well. While there are a lot of different items on the banquet table, you notice there is a
I lose internet here momentarily, and we pick up with a little bit of recap in the next segment here.
I have no idea what's going on. My internet is just cutting in and out. I just went and reset my router and cable box, so let's see what happens. I guess you guys will probably need to try and reconnect.
Hello. I am not on Skype right now.
Yes,
please leave a message. Your voice will be recorded by Power Grimo. Thank you.
Hello, Power Grimo. You have also sent me a message somehow directly from Jameis.
Yeah, same here.
Are you there, Jameis? Or are we talking to Power Grimo?
He actually went away for a second before you called back, so I guess it's doing the instant pickup.
Oh, he is on the call. Okay.
But no. He can't, he's not on the
call. Yeah, I can't connect to Fantasy Grounds.
Okay, let me shut it down and restart it.
Are you going to have to do the call again anyway, so that Jameis... Oh, you can hear?
No, I can, yeah.
No, Jameis can.
Oh. Ah, yes, the glories of modern electronics.
I blame the mad scientists who created this. They obviously didn't put enough power points.
And hello.
There you are.
Hello. Yeah, I just had to disconnect and reconnect.
Thanks for calling me. Your messages were saved safely by Power Grimo. I'll check it soon when I get back. Goodbye.
Yeah, I think I can in fact disable it, but I can't remember how. And now it's integrated with Skype, it makes it much harder.
Yes, it does. It's kind of a pain. I'm waiting for all of the updates to Skype to break Power Grimo, so you just can't even use it anymore. Got some neighbors mowing in the background. Can you guys hear that over my mic?
No. Can't hear anything.
I've got the game.
Right. It should now. And do that. If it does automatically pick up now and it shouldn't do that, then hopefully we won't have my microphone muted. So it'll automatically pick up and you'll hear whatever I'm in the middle of doing.
Aha! Right, it looks like Sharon is trying to connect. Have you guys tried to reconnect?
No, I was waiting to just say try and reconnect. So,
yeah. I think I'm in. I can see my character sheet.
Yep. And there's Richard.
Really, I've just pushed the start button and it's nowhere near filling up the bars for me.
Do we want to get someone else to host the call? Just so if it does drop, we're not all crashing all over the place.
Well, let's let it go. I reset everything in the house. So if it drops again, someone else call everyone and I'll try and get on. I don't know why it's doing it. Maybe the resetting of the modem and the router fix things.
Maybe. Could do. I think we've had this sort of trouble before and then you've sort of kicked it and it started working properly.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much what I did.
Telling you we've all been poisoned.
Mm-hmm. Right, so Tam's man is will serve each of you to what you would like from the table. And as I was trying to say before it probably dropped out on me, is that while there's a great variety of food here, it looks like a lot of it has traveled from very far away because a lot of it is not local food. There is not an overabundance of it. Like, there's plenty here for... who's represented it, but there's not going to be a lot of going to waste here. Does look like it's all expertly prepared. The suckling pig in the middle of the table that, fine slices are being shaved off in particular is a very good find in this area. You don't see too much in the way of healthy looking pigs, and this one does look healthy, although small.
Oh, well, good. I see.
Yep.
Thank you for serving us, translator guy.
Yes. And once you are served and everyone else says their servants have served them, he regrets to inform you that that his lord will not be joining you today, but hopes that you will You accept these gifts, and a lady comes out bearing three parcels and hands them to each of you. Inside are basically silk gowns and clothes for you to appropriately wear to be part of Tam's retinue tomorrow.
Right.
Sarah, yours includes, the full-length silk gown with jade earrings and a simple but elegant jade necklace as well. Does Sarah have very long hair, short hair, medium hair?
Fairly long hair.
Fairly long hair, okay. There will be an ivory, well, no, a jade comb that's used to, you know, to affix your hair up with in your package as well.
Tell me I've got jade goggles. Go on.
No, unfortunately not. But there is a like a skull piece that will go over your normal hat that is also of silk and matches the kind of black and green silk uniform that is in your wrap. So he's bowing to the fact that you're probably going to wear your goggles, but at least the top of your head will look proper.
So what I'll do, I'll wear the wrap and then put the goggles over top of that.
Young, yours is a little bit more elaborate and cut specifically for a fighter. Like, there are deep slits up both sides of the thigh, so you have a lot of leg movement. It's kind of a light black with a stylized dragon that reaches from your left shoulder and arm, goes across the body and down the right leg.
Ooh. Dragon. Mm-hmm.
And it's yours is also sturdier. It's made of the same material, but it's kind of reinforced, you know, along the arms, along the back. So like if you're grappled or pulled, that it won't tear.
Huh. Well, I spend a long time looking at the intricate pattern of the dragon, obviously. And then
I remind you that we're at dinner.
Oh, yes, thank you. I look around and have to look for Tam to thank for this, and then no, he's not here. No, put it down to one side.
After you've received your gifts, and Tam's man has kind of just moved into the background, like he's waiting on you as if he were your servant for the night. So once you motion for something, he will step forward to fill your tea, get your food, whatever. But otherwise, he is acting as all other servants. They're, you know, three steps to your left, young behind you, just in wait, but pretending to be oblivious otherwise. Now, the other four men around you, once all this is gotten out of the way and people have taken their first bites of food and the atmosphere is less, what would you call it? Less ritualized, and now it's more of a just, you know, sitting down and eating meals. The first person will that says anything to you, he introduces himself as Quan, who you all know is the warlord Quan, the one who owns a bit of forest, and you had a little run-in with his men as you were out in the hills not too long ago.
The one who was clearing the Indians off of his land.
Yes. Yeah. You never spoke to him directly, but you have had, you had some words with his men. He doesn't seem, if he knows it was you out there, he doesn't seem to hold it against you or reference it. He simply introduces himself as, I'm Quan. It is good that I meet, such, worthy, people as you. You seem to have Tam's respect and perhaps trust. He bows.
I assume he's speaking Chinese?
No, he's speaking perfect English.
Okay.
Actually, perfect enough that you think he might have been educated in some schools back east.
Oh.
Like, not only is he speaking English, but he's speaking with, like, a slight accent. From perhaps an Ivy League school. So yeah, he gives you some pleasantries after he's done introducing himself and, him to you. The next person, introduces himself as, the Emperor Norton. Actually, I told you guys that these were all Chinese. This guy is actually not Chinese.
He's American.
He is an American. He's a white guy.
Yep. I didn't think he was around this early. I thought he was later.
Wasn't before. Pardon me for just a minute here.
Oh, no, he is. No, he actually died in 1880, so who?
Sorry. He's
so he's about to die. Hello, isn't he about to die? Yeah.
It wasn't poisoned, was it? Should we be looking
Imperial at Majesty Emperor Norton.
That's right. his introduction is a little brief. He shakes each of your hands that are willing to shake with him as he...
Oh, hell yeah. Emperor? Emperor of the United States? Certainly.
Yes. That is what he bills himself as. Yes, I am the Emperor Norton. He does not claim you to be his subjects, though, because that would be kind of a slap in Tam's face.
And I'm Canadian anyway, so...
So, he gives just that slight introduction and shakes each of your hands. He treats you as if you were important people, but he doesn't make any nod to your exploits or anything else. His introduction was fairly quick. The third person there, actually the other two, they are both representatives from the Cloud Dragon Fighting Society. And they're the ones who are holding the Kumatai tomorrow. Chin and Nam introduce themselves. They speak halting English. They look like, you know, definitely English is something that they have only recently been studying. But they, as all of you except for Young there, are, you know, white intruders. They try to be respectful by speaking your language, which they muddle entirely. They're either wishing you a good day or a happy death. You're not sure which. But they seem to be very, very smiley and happy about it all.
It is interchangeable. I understand.
Yes. We should totally have set up an autograph, photograph line.
they both assure you that they understand English much better than they can speak it. And please do forgive them if they occasionally speak in Chinese.
The Cloud Dragon Fighting Society, you say. Tell me, do you have any dragons? I understand there is a captive dragon.
Are you speaking in Chinese or are you speaking in English?
To our deference to our people here, I will speak English.
Okay. They seem to be a little confused about the using the word have. They don't understand have. Dragon. Yes, there are dragons. Of course, there are dragons. We perfected our fighting styles by watching dragons.
Is there one at your training ground? I understand there is a captive one somewhere in the maze.
Mm-hmm. They seem to be, the translation is a little poor, but they seem to be a little uncomfortable with that. No, who would hold such a majestic creature captive? No, unthinkable. Oh, we have the bones of one at our temple. It has a place of high honor.
I would be interested in seeing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, they would love to show you about the monastery if you are would like to come visit. They have one here in town. This is not the same. The 37th chamber has been kind of talked about a little bit. These are not the same people.
That was the 37th chamber was the one where the Fan's son went to.
Yes, yes, yeah. Which is outside of Shan Fan.
Yes.
Out towards the east.
Do you know of the 37th chamber? I recently met somebody else who studied their style. Mm-hmm. Were you Are they rivals of yours?
Oh, yeah, they break out into Chinese at this, you know. A little bit of agitation, but kind of good-natured. And it's like, oh, yes, yeah, they're poor rivals at best. Ha-ha, we beat them all the time. our kung fu is much superior. Except for that last year. And the year before that one. And then the year before that one. But our kung fu is much superior.
So the Cloud Dragon's one who is at Tam's group, is it? Tam's fighting. Was that a different fighting group?
Tam doesn't have his own fighting group, which is why he's asked Young to be his man for the Kumatai.
Okay. All right.
The 37 were the... No, were the fans?
Yes,
the cleaners from Shen in Purgatory?
So I don't know if we ever met them aside from you.
Did you not? Oh. No, you obviously do not know who they are.
So over the meal, they do ask if any of you are fighting for Tam. Apparently there's not been a general announcement. They kind of suspect it's Young, as he was oohing and aahing over his uniform there, but they don't want
Sarah,
to assume.
Sarah, it's totally Sarah.
Yes, Tam has granted me that honor.
Oh, and the two Cloud Dragon fighters get very animated at this. It's, oh, what style? Is it a family style? Do you do traditional boxing?
It is a style of my own devising. It is a mix of Shaolin Dragon style and things I have learned on my travels.
Oh, have you entered tournaments before? How well have you done?
This will be my first. It is an interesting experience I have not had before.
All right. While you're talking...
But with the backing of the dragon, I am certain that I will challenge all comers.
While you're talking, some of the retinue to these guys and the other two guys are actually being very animated. They're apparently writing down a lot of things and conferring between each other. Apparently, just, you know, you can't help but listen to them in a little bit. They're making odds. They're apparently,
yeah, I was going to say, I listen to the odds.
They're determining odds. This occasion is a very, there's a lot of betting that goes on during the Kumatai. And they feel like they're in a position where they're going to get some advance notice on how well Tam's offering might do this year.
Yes. If you are filling in betting slips, I would enter the dragon as the name at the top.
Oh. Oh, name of much power.
Oh, dear God.
Which dragon? Oh, many dragons enter.
there are only two dragon? Kinds. The quick and the dead.
It points at your fighting clothing there. It says, are you the green dragon?
I am Tam's dragon.
Oh, Tam's dragon. Ooh. Start writing this down.
Why, it just... Well, it just recently I caused much flame to bellow up from the deep, causing much death and destruction. Yes.
Quan seems to be amused at all this, and he's, giving some instructions to his men as well. He seems to be regarding you favorably. He's giving you good odds to make it at least through a few rounds. The rest of you guys... The meal is probably spicier than any of you are used to, although well cooked. So it's one of these meals where you're probably eating slowly and drinking a lot of water.
Well, actually, if they've got it, milk is better for spice.
Well, wine. They have wine, too. Wine will help. No milk. Cows or even sheep are hard to come by out here. There's a lot of chatter over the table talking about the tournament. If there's anything in particular you guys want to learn, you're welcome to ask questions, but they're mostly concerned with the betting right now. Although Quan seems to be just listening and isn't really saying much himself. Norton seems to be a big spectator of this thing and is very enthusiastically making odds. Go ahead.
Just what is the structure of it around Robin? Are they just like peers? Are they like eight and they just sort of do peers until they get up there? Or?
Oh, yes, yes. Nom will explain, one of the Cloud Dragon guys, that it's a series of rounds. There are three elimination rounds. Each fighter gets a 10-minute break in between. If you lose against anyone, you're out. So it's kind of a, last two standing fight at the end. There'll be a total of three preliminary rounds, and then there's one kind of elimination round, and then the winners from the two elimination rounds will fight each other.
So there are...
So you will, if you make it all the way to the end, you will fight five times with 10 minutes between each.
And if you, even if you win any of the, lose any of the preliminary rounds, you are eliminated?
You are eliminated, yes.
So, how many entrants are there? That is...
that is a lot of entrants, yes. No, and the GM has not done the math for that, but yes, that is a lot.
Okay. Well, yes. I think CD2. I think it's 2 to 5. Yeah. 2 to 4, 2 to 5 works out as.
Well, that all depends.
I assume it's 2 people each fight. So
yes.
Oh, yes. It just depends how many people fight in. I guess they all must. Well, this is an interesting. Do you know who the other warlords in the area are sending?
It's only Quan speaks up. He says, "Well, it's only fair that since I know who Tam's man is," and he nods at you, "that you know who my man is." Let's see. Shin Shu Huang. He is a member of the 37th Chamber.
Ah. Right.
Which seems to be a rather coup, because members of the 37th Chamber don't typically fight for warlords. And he has kind of a little secret smile when he says that name, as if, you should all be in awe of it. Which, of course, none of you really know who that is, including you, Yang, because this was after your time here.
Oh, taking a breath anyway. That was Quan's champion, yes.
That is Quan's champion, yep.
Huh. I think I have heard the name before, but... Mm-hmm. You could.
Do you want to give us general knowledge rolls on the off chance we get like a 15 raise or something? And then yes, I know him.
Sure, you might have heard it on the streets. Go for it. And Young, you can take a +1 simply because you spent more time with people speaking Chinese around you.
I didn't get a raise, so no.
Nah, I'm not going to get anything.
No, none of you really know what it is, but he's expecting you to be awed by it. Norton pipes in. He's like, "I've got this fighter that I recruited out of New York. He's the Queen's Own pugilistic style. He makes boxing movements."
Boxing? Oh, who is it?
A man goes by the name of John Irons. Caught him working on a rail crew way back when. Hired him years ago and been having him trained up. Mountain of a man. He smiles, and you can see that there's one gold tooth in his mouth. I expect he'll make a good showing for me.
Certainly. A mixture of styles will always bring in the most entertainment.
Quan pipes up in again and says, King's man this year. And he's been keeping it very quiet. We're all interested to know who King has gotten to fight for him this year.
Hopefully he was not on the boat recently.
Boat? He looks a little confused.
Oh, I had heard that something had happened. No?
He doesn't seem to follow.
Okay. It must be an error.
Probably because King doesn't want word to get out that his, you know, boat was sunk. But no, he generally doesn't seem to know what you're talking about. And... So after you guys have been given about a good half hour to eat and sample the food, there is a group that comes out, and they have a little bit of chamber music being played. It is actually like classical music, and they have Chinese acrobats performing feats on the lawn as they're doing this to classical music.
Ah.
It's the wrong society, otherwise we've got to ask if there's no theater.
You get acrobats and you like it.
It is entertaining to see this.
Mm. They seem to be pretty good, although they do not seem to be used to the music, so they seem to be just a little off with the tempo.
It is a fusion of East and West. It is interesting to see.
Music from dead German composers.
Well, I do not have anything else to ask these people or talk to them, so we'll be making small talk. And
we look out for the one named the Amazing Yin.
Oh, the Amazing Yin, yes, he's a contortionist, actually.
Yeah.
He folds himself in half and puts himself in a suitcase. He even ships himself off. If you guys aren't all that talkative, you're basically left alone to enjoy the feast and the spectacle. These the guys that are sitting around the table seem to know each other pretty well, and there's some good-natured ribbing, and there's some wagering going on against, you know, their men versus their, you know, each other's
what
men. Not necessarily
size of the bets.
What the size of the bets?
Yeah.
Several hundred dollars. No one seems to think they're going to win, though. Quan seems to be the one that seems to, you know, hazard, if my guy makes it to the end. But no one is really talking about, you know, their man winning it all. It's more like, well, I'm sure that mine will take yours. I think he will last this many rounds.
Do you suspect we'll win, then?
Ah, well, Quan will speak to that and says, well, Kingsman has won the last 3 years. He's had a different fighter each time, so no one's able to know in advance what style they'll be fighting against until it starts.
What about his previous champions? What styles have they used?
Oh, they've all been Chinese, various disciplines, all very skilled.
But it has been a different one every time?
Yes.
A different style every time?
Different style. Different
so person. By knowing the previous ones, we know which ones not to expect.
Oh, no. He has actually duplicated styles in the past, actually.
Ah, he is not as close-minded as I thought then. Hmm. Interesting. But do you think he will win? Without any...
Quan kind of gets this expression over his face. He says, King's man often has more to fight for than just the purse.
Ah, it is not a fight to the death for us, but for him, it could be. Yes?
He looks a little, you know, unsettled at that. Says, there are rumors. There are rumors. King's last man... I've heard, Norton jumps in. Oh, come on. You know it's true. They took his family, held his family hostage with threat of death if he didn't win. And Quan says, it's a rumor. Norton spits on the ground.
I like him.
So I murmur under my breath slightly loudly that some rumors have a grain of truth.
And Norton smiles big again. You can tell when he's smiling genuinely because, in a genuine way, because that gold tooth flashes when he does. That's right, lady. There's hearsay, and then there's truth. And he pounds the table. You get enough people to verify that hearsay, I reckon as good as the truth.
So where have his previous fighters come from? From around here or from other
Quan answers. No, I do not believe so. They have the look of being new to this continent.
Ah, so we cannot work out who his fighter is by working out which family has been kidnapped recently. Okay. Just another thing to remove from the list.
Well, it makes it all kinds of tricky now, doesn't it?
I guess we could not find it. No. Well, are the fighters allowed to mingle before the fight? I mean, or are we kept separate to make sure there is no underhanded tricks?
Well, that's actually a good question. They kind of, they look at each other. It's like, well, and then the cloud dragons confer, and it's like, no, there's no real rules against it. I suppose it's just not really done. It's neutral territory. Any unsportsmanlike behavior is usually grounds for a fighter to be thrown out. It would be risky for one fighter to interfere with another, bringing great shame to his sponsor.
What if, say, an outside agency was to accidentally take out one of the fighters? How would that be dealt?
Surprisingly to you, with as much backstabbing as goes on amongst these fairly powerful men, they all kind of look kind of shocked at you saying that. It's like, well, this is not just a sport for money, although much money is made over this. This is a long tradition. It has a history. It has meaning to these people. They look shocked that you would suggest it. Yeah.
Well, it is.
Norton speaks out and says, well, I guess the closest to what we'd call good old-fashioned cheating, although they assure me it's not, and he rolls his eyes, is during that 10-minute downtime, some of the... well, your man did this last year, didn't he, Quan? And Quan kind of just this little shrug of the shoulders and gives a small smile. You got one of them there hoodoo men to fix up your man between bouts. As you say, it's not against the rules.
But it is not available to everyone. So somebody has an advantage over the others, yes?
Well, in strategy, horse racing, perhaps. Yeah, sometimes get the odd pepping up of some horses. Everyone has it. Not everyone has the same formula.
Your Majesty, do the fighters have access to medical care between bouts?
Of course. Everyone brings at least a sawbone with them, staunch the bleeding and whatnot, tape some ribs. Some have a bit more.
I may require your assistance tomorrow then, Sarah, if Tam has not already provided.
Understood.
But I'm sure they will not tag me anyway. For I am fast as well as sturdy.
Do we know if we're allowed weapons or not in the fight?
Ooh, your odds go up. Apparently. No, it's hand-to-hand combat only, no weapons.
No, us spectators.
Spectators. No one's going to divest you of weapons, but once again, it's a cause for great shame if you cause violence there. It's supposed to be a completely neutral ground.
Right.
Now, so no one's going to take your weapon from you, but it's on, a person's honor to treat it, as a place of almost reverence.
But there are also people from the town.
Yes.
Who can attend as well, yes? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anyone who can sponsor a fighter or can pay their own entry fee.
I mean, as spectators. Anybody could come and watch.
Oh, yes, although the seats are much more expensive. So while anyone can come, few can afford it.
Uh-huh.
if I do remember right, you arranged to have your parents.
That is one of the things that I was meant to be talking to Tam about at this dinner. If he's not here, then I will mention it to his translator.
Tickets
for them.
He just waves it aside. It's of course.
I don't tell him they're parents, however, because I still don't know if I'm wanted in this town or not. So I'd say, yeah, there are these people who did me a service. I would like them to come and be able to see.
And of course, the we just find out his name. The Umbrella Man, of course, has been invited along as the wise man of the town.
Uncle, yes.
Uncle, yes. Of course, Uncle's been invited, hasn't he?
Give me a general knowledge roll to see if you can remember his actual name.
I'm sure Young does.
Young actually does.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Success.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, no problem. So yeah, it's Wing Min Wu.
Just made it.
It was the man's name. And actually, when you say the name, everyone kind of perks up and says, oh yeah, he's got great odds on him.
He is fighting as well?
He's fought the last 10 years.
He is good with an umbrella, certainly. I will be wary of him tomorrow.
Yet he hasn't come first place the last 3 years.
No. He plays as well, and I understand that he makes enough off of wagering on himself to continue to come back.
Oh, that is interesting. We'll have to.
When he is a non-sponsored fighter. He just sponsors himself as a way to help, apparently to help his family and relations in town. Local favorite.
Yes, that is interesting. We'll have to reconsider things.
Well, then you automatically bow out if you're facing him.
I did not say that.
He will call for an umbrella on umbrella fight.
A exhibition match might be interesting to see as well.
I was planning on betting on you there, Young, but I'm thinking it may not be a wise investment at the moment.
I cannot tell you what to do with your worldly possessions. That is for you to decide.
I would be remiss if I did not bet on you, Young, so...
Yes.
That way I know that I will get the best medical care from you tomorrow as well.
I will bet, however, per round, not for you winning the entire event, so I may make a little.
A wise precaution. I have not seen the others in fighting. I might be at the bottom of the class. But merely to enter is honor enough. So, yes.
No, if we're doing this, we're going big or going home. I announced 1,000 credits or dollars or...
Dollars. Sorry. We use dollars.
$1,000 on Young here, finishing first.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people will... okay. You seem very confident, so it's like,
I'm overconfident.
Yeah. There you go.
It's fun being overconfident.
Of course, the actual betting you will have to do there. These guys are just working out odds and such. But, your confidence in your friend.
Yep. And it's either better or buy something stupid from Smith & Robards. So.
There you go. So if there's nothing else you want to try and learn or ask, I mean, desserts brought, it's, apparently, Sarah, you have given, Tam a sweet tooth for European, delicacies as there is, basically brought out muffins and pies, and little chocolates like you brought him last time.
Aww. Yep. The only thing that I would want to know is who would we place bets through?
Probably through Tam. Since your fighter is being sponsored with through Tam, Tam would handle any betting that you wanted to do. Actually, Tam's man will tell you that. This would be the opportunity to tell him that you have some family you would like to be present there. And so you'll each be able to. How many family members do you have, Young, in town?
I have just a mother and father in town. Ah,
okay.
That you're aware of.
The three of you will be given two extra guest passes so that each of you can invite someone else. If you wish.
We'll have somebody dispatch and send to my parents. Mm-hmm. Deliver the tickets.
So we've got two each?
Two each, yep. Excellent. Now these will be general seating tickets. You guys will be in Tam's box. So your family and friends that you might invite won't be seated with you.
That's fine.
I give my extra tickets to Young because I don't actually know anyone here.
Oh, high society people you're trying to butter up to gain some favor with?
I don't think I've met any. Or maybe, actually, you know what? I will.
Tea shop owners.
Yes, the owners of the tea shop.
Oh, man, the tea shop owners. If you told them where your treats were being delivered to or why you took them, probably loving you right now because Tam is basically ordering stuff from them daily.
Okay.
I should remember. I'm terrible with names. I really am. Ship captain and first mate.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, okay.
Yep. So, yes, I'll invite the owners of the tea shop.
So. All right, that works out. Nice. And captain and first mate.
Yeah, if you'd done it, I would have, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably a better choice than the two hookers I was first thinking of. Yeah. Let's just say I won't be in the same booth as me. Yeah, what's the point?
Well, I have no other exciting information to learn here. You know, I will just make pleasantries for the rest of the time that we are here.
This is where you need Nick to do all the social stuff that
Stefan's
asking questions for.
Yeah, Beauregard S. Munson and his first mate, Timothy Franz.
I never knew the names of the owners of the tea shops, but I don't think I really need to.
Ma and Pa Tea. It's the tea shop.
Yes.
Yeah, the T's actually the initial. It's not actually T. It's just the T. It's the initial. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So, you know, as everyone is, you know, breaks up basically once you have announced that you've had enough, you know, they're going to hang around for a while, enjoy the, you know, the alcohol that was brought to the table, and they're catching up on old times. Apparently, they don't get together all that often, but they're good enough friends that they're going to hang around and talk for a bit. But they will all stand up and offer you a bow or a hearty handshake in Norton's case, and they all wish you luck tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Bow back to them.
Given that we were sort of currently the golden the Apple and Tam's eye at the moment, I suppose we haven't got more offers of come and visit us, come to your honor with us, perhaps more.
Well, it'll all depend on how much money you win them tomorrow, I suppose. You're all
spare
given
family member if you're interested. You know.
Each of you are given what looks to be a bone wand about 6 inches long that has been dipped in some kind of crimson paint, and these are apparently your box passes to give out.
Ah.
So the actual matchups won't be determined until tomorrow, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it's all you draw straws, equal length straws are the ones who fight each other, and you know, each ref goes through and does this for each, you know, grouping of people. So it's all going to be random as to who's going to fight who.
And I say, what's this bone?
Yeah, give me a medical roll there, Sheriff. It's old. You know, it's slightly yellowed, and there's some scrimshawing on it that's faded over time. It's, you really can't even make out the design anymore. It's been handled and is that old.
Is that a smarts roll?
Yeah, plus two because you're a doctor.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice. Well, it's not human bone. It's from some animal. You can't really narrow it more down from that, though. Probably from something like a tusk, you imagine? Just because 6-inch long piece of bone like this, you know, it would be hard to take out of anything else, because if it were like a leg bone or an arm bone, you know, it would still have the capillaries in the middle, etc. So it's probably a tusk of something. Or a really big tooth of something.
So basically, okay, a sort of ivory.
Yes.
What we've been dealing with, it could be a tooth. It
could be a tooth.
I know that tooth in that shark we got will probably be pretty big.
Oh, yeah. So you head home. Guts probably a little on fire still from all the spicy food. But good, good. No dysentery, but a little hotter than you're used to. Except for Young. Probably live richer than Young is used to. do you make any preparations for the morning?
We know what time we have to be there, I assume.
Yeah, you're supposed to meet at Tam's estate, you know, 8-9 in the morning. The event doesn't start until around noon, but, you know, there's the whole procession and everything else, and getting Young checked in.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm very suitably dressed with the gown and,
I'm sorry, one last thing. If asked, Tam's man will have told you that Tam can provide a medicine man for Young, but Sarah, if you would feel better doing it yourself, you're certainly welcome to. Luke is being tasked as a personal guard, more of an honor guard than anything else.
Sure enough. If they had a hang glide of aerial surveillance, boom.
Technically, you wouldn't be in the arena.
Oh, you'd be over where the arena was situated. Mm-hmm. You know, it's close enough.
So, yeah, it's left up to you, Sarah. If you want to be Young's, in Young's corner, you can. If not, Tam will provide a medic. Hello?
Yes, we are here. It's just...
Oh, Sharon dropped. Okay. Not me this time. Ha!
I would like a medic who is...
Present.
Yes, alive.
Probably arrange... No! Yeah. Probably want to arrange to have a light breakfast in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, not to overfill before the fight.
There's something which completely we have forgotten about, the fact that I had a cat at one point. It ran away again.
Right, when you picked it up on the streets, I seem to recall.
Yeah.
It's probably running around the hotel. Comes into your room every now and then.
Yeah. I would have given some money to the staff to feed him while I wasn't around.
So.
And to make sure he's not turned into food himself. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no edge or anything that's animal companion, is there?
Yeah, I think there's beast something.
Yeah, but the cat itself is going to have enough stats to make it worth taking as an edge.
No, it was just in general. Well, I can do pet dogs.
Legendary, you could get pale horse, which is a legendary, which is a wild card horse, mm-hmm. which might work out for you.
What's the next rank we're heading to above seasoned? Is it veteran or? I can't remember.
I can't remember if it's heroic, veteran, or veteran heroic.
I think it's veteran. Veteran first. But while we're waiting for Sharon. I can look it up.
Pretty much. Pretty much. As well as I rubbed up now while waiting for Sharon.
All right, advancements. Novice, seasoned, veteran, heroic, legendary. Veteran is 40, so that would be what you guys are coming up to now.
Yes.
You're at 35?
36.
36, okay.
I don't think we'll be hitting veteran today.
No.
I don't know how many people I will kill. Take out in the fight.
Yeah, no one actually asked about the casualty rate that they might have.
Well, we were told it was not a to the death.
Yeah, it is not to the death.
So, yeah, we were told
that doesn't mean that there isn't a casualty rate.
No, that's true.
That's all right. We've got a doctor and a voodoo man if we need one later on.
We haven't got a voodoo man, have we?
Well, he's close enough.
Oh, the Gideon, who is out praying at the moment.
Yep.
He's helping the missionaries right now because apparently he didn't find, blood sport to be a good thing for him to watch.
So many people there who needed tending to, and a captive audience who would have listened to him talk about joys of being a Mormon.
He needs to get out more.
Yeah.
Well, virtually meat. So, trade-offs.
So, Sharon, did you want Sarah to be Young's ringside support, or do you want to leave that to one of Tam's men?
I can be his ringside support.
Okay.
If you're sure, if you do not wish to be the bodyguard in that position and can keep a look from there, whichever you prefer, I will get by without.
Well, which do you recommend?
It is your choice. I do not wish to force you to do something you do not wish to do.
Something you might think about is that you already know that not all of Tam's men are trustworthy nor necessarily working for Tam.
Yes, that is true.
That's why I'm on the honor guard. So I can assassinate whoever I need to when the time comes.
I had to kill him. He looked at you funny, Tam.
Oh, you think Tam's going to get out of this alive? Oh, interesting.
You're going to create a power vacuum in Shan Van.
Oh, we've got Emperor Norton there. He can take it over.
Well, we can find out.
So, if you don't have anything else that you want to do ahead of time, you'll head over to Tam's estate in the morning, and Tam has got set up this, what are they called, where you've got the kind of pavilion that's carried around by people. What's that thing called? I can't remember.
Palanquin?
Yeah, Palanquin. Yep, it's set up, and it's got room enough for... Tam and you, Young, Tam's translator doesn't need to be there since Young speaks Chinese. Luke and Sarah, you're walking, but you're not carrying the palanquin. He's got guys doing that, so you're just kind of the honor guard on the side. Are you all wearing the costumes that he gave you the night before?
Yep.
I'm bringing my cap back.
And I've got my goggles on top of the cap that he gave.
On top of the cap?
Yeah. So I've got the silk hat and then the goggles over it.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm wearing the gold dragon ring as well.
Okay. Do we have a picture of the... I just want to whereabouts in the city will we be?
Ah, okay. Let me pull up the picture of Shan Van here. It's actually... it's beneath Tail Town. Let's see if I can...
That's where I was. I was trying to remember. Do I share the picture somewhere? No. You have to resend. Bink. Doink. There we are. Define beneath.
Well, then I was going to describe this as you're going along.
Alright.
So you're following the palanquin. Young is up top with Tam. Tam has got, basically a red lacquered box there with him. And this is his, this is what he's going to bring to wager. He doesn't specifically say that he's going to wager for or against you, by the way, Young. But so yeah, there's a procession that's going into Tail Town. Tam, being the current person who has the most control over Shan Fan, is given like the point of honor in the procession. So he's, his retinue, along with you guys, are led, first. Tail Town is the ritzy district of Shan Fan. Tail Town is where, you know, the gold and silver merchants are, where a lot of the, ghost rock is, secured to be, brought out to the rest of the states. So there's a lot of security here. Everything is much more upscale than what you're used to seeing in Shan Fan. But you're being led to what first looks like a small fortress or maybe a well-guarded bank. But the bank's entrance is a couple of iron-bound, doors, double doors that, they're about 8 feet tall. And this looks like it's the only entrance into, once again, looks like a bank or maybe a small fortress. They're lavishly colorful men on either side. They're wearing these long, silken, finely brocaded uniforms. They're like peacocks. There's so many colors swirled into them. And they throw open the doors as Tam's men, come along, and you guys are coming with them, of course. And inside, it's a wide tunnel that slopes down. You can see the slope almost immediately as you pass through the threshold of the doors. And there are lantern bearers, holding red paper lanterns on long poles, that kind of precede you along the way, lighting the way down. The tunnel itself is made of earthenwork, really well done. It's reinforced with stone and not just wood. And it looks old. This is not new construction. It looks like this has been here for a while. It almost looks like it's an entrance to a mine. But the entrance has been widened out significantly and the supports have been really reinforced. Okay. But it really reminds you of a mine shaft.
Downstairs.
This corridor, thankfully to Young, doesn't last long before you start seeing slits of sunlight filtering down. And apparently the court that this is all going to be happening in is underground, but the ceiling of where the mine would be at some point, it collapsed and they've unburied it. So you are beneath the fortress where these doors were, but there is no ceiling. It's wide open to the sky. But so you think of it as a pit, really. Almost scared you there, didn't I?
It would have been a bit tricky for certain players that participated.
And here I'll share a really crappy picture I just drew up. So you guys are coming in through the north. The open area in the middle is it's sand. They actually imported sand in from the beach line. The sand's a couple of inches deep, and the stuff surrounding it there are it's a gallery of benches, and along, I'm going to make some lines here. There are a couple of areas on the benches that are kind of set off from the rest of the public. Like they've got walls. They're private booths, if you will. So Tam's retinue is being led over to that set of booths there. Now the stadium chairs are about 8 feet above the fighting pit.
Okay. So, close enough.
Okay. Tam wishes you luck and asks that you you fight with honor and that you bring he hopes that you bring good fortune to his house in today's endeavor. Luke, you're to remain with Tam in his booth. Sarah, if you wish to back up Young, you go with him now. And
oh, so many heroes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and you guys are just brought down into the pit here. There's several, there are probably 30, 40 people down here. Some of them are fighters. Some of them are just helpers. It seems like the central area, I'm just going to kind of draw it out here. This is like the zone that's been kind of marked off with colored stones where the fighting happens. And then around it, just all the other fighters are just kind of waiting around until they're called to the center. official wearing the same kind of peacocked colored vestments come up to you, Young, and Sarah. And he has a set of jade sticks that he's shaking between his hands and inside of this kind of like a glass open-ended bottle, and he has you pull out a stick, Young.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he goes around and does this for each of the fighters. Once everyone has drawn a stick, you are all to show each other your sticks and find out who your stick matches with.
Well, I go around and try to match my stick.
Yep.
I'm actually picturing Clue now.
Yes. Some people look a little, like this is the first time here. They're not quite sure, the etiquette involved and what to do.
Once again, it comes down to whipping out and checking the length.
That's right. And so, yeah, you find your match. He's a young Chinese man. He looks to be in very good condition. He tells you he's terse with his words, but he does bow to you slightly. He says his name is Fawn, and he hopes that the battle will be well for both of you.
Okay. I haven't answered these before either, so. Good fortune to us both.
All right, Bert, I want to put a bet on Young and a bet on John Irons.
All right, let me open up some scrap paper here. All right, so, Sarah, how much are you putting on each?
100.
For the first round only?
Yeah.
All right, anyone else?
Oh, I've got to back up what I said. So 1,000 on Young to win.
Oh, for the whole match? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. With this money, I treat money as easy come, easy go.
Yeah. That's true enough.
Yeah, they'll take your bet. There's some snickering behind.
Yeah. Easy money for them.
Stupid white guy. Stupid white man betting on the whole thing.
Can someone point out the stupid white guy where Warlord Kang is?
Well, you have to go. You have to basically go out of the booth to do the betting. Someone. Actually, probably here's how this happens: is that Tam's man takes the red lacquered chest and he goes and makes the bets for Tam, and then while you're right there, so you can just kind of shout out your bet.
Yep. But at some point, you indicate on this map where Kang is, because that's something we want to know.
Oh yeah, I drew an X at the box that he's in there.
I thought that's where we were.
Well, Tam is there too. Oh, where Kang is. Okay. Let's go over this just real quick here. Since you guys were the first in, Tam being given the consideration, due to him, you are able to watch everyone else come in. The other big box across from you there is Kang's, but you never see Kang or Kang's procession come in. Quan comes in, and Norton is staying with Quan. They just have general seats. I'm going to just kind of circle it over here. But they take up, like an entire bench of him and his friends, basically. And, there's some kind of, you can kind of tell that these guys are guards. They kind of keep, people at a friendly distance away from them. So Quan and Norton are there. Kang is not present. Okay. The booth across from you guys is where he's supposed to be. But the booth is unoccupied. As the arena starts being filled up for the event.
Yeah, you could not get here without your ship.
Or you're just like, sod you people, there's somebody into it. You're not important enough. Or it's a deliberate snub, more likely.
Tam's men, Thin Noodle Ma and Rat Skinner Hugh, you're getting thrown some very bad looks in your direction, Luke, as apparently Tam has dismissed them from his honor guard, so they're having to take, I'm going to just X them off here, seats in the general population. Normally they would be up here with Tam.
Yeah. And I do have, very obviously with me, my cult peacemaker.
Mm-hmm. Most people are armed. Yeah. I mean, that's not unusual, and they're not doing anything to check the weaponry or anything else. It's,
Yeah.
All right, so there you go.
But I'm very obviously armed in some way. You know, I'm not trying to hide it or anything. So
after all the fighters have got their pairings, to guess as the officiator kind of steps into the middle of the square, and starts calling out very loudly, you know, in Chinese. There's no megaphone, but the acoustics are wonderful. Apparently, from the seats, you can hear every grunt and every bone-shattering strike. This guy, while speaking loudly, his voice booms through the auditorium. It's kind of a natural sound funnel up to the seats. And in, you know, in Chinese, he relates the welcome, the rules, and the history. And then afterwards, he repeats the same thing in English, as there are quite a few, you know, non-Chinese in the stands. Most of them are wealthy and they're dressed such. all right. So basically you're being welcomed to the 23rd Shanfan Kumitai. And he goes over the rules for the fighters. You'll be checked for weapons before entering the zone of combat. one of the interesting things is if you can improvise a weapon. If you for some reason find something within the confines of the fighting zone, you can use it as a weapon. You just can't come into the zone with one.
Is he allowed to keep his ring?
No, your ring is probably taken from you.
Yes, yeah. I will.
Okay, so somebody in Tam's retinue there will tell you, Luke, that in the past, fighters have used the sand to throw in an opponent's face or used the pebbles to give heft to their fist blows in the past.
Cool.
So there is a precedence for it. It's reiterated that any kind of open melee or any kind of obstruction from the crowd to the event will cause an immediate closing to the event and will bring much shame and honor upon their houses, of course.
You said we're in a pit. Well, the whole thing's in a pit. Is anyone around the complete top of the pit looking in?
Well, you look up and you don't really see anyone. Definitely.
That seems like an excellent place to position people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll give you a chip for thinking of that. I'm not saying something's going to happen that way, but yeah, you do notice that. So yeah, this goes on for a bit. So the rules are you know, pretty simple. There will be two people, fighting at a time. The bouts last until someone, gives or is unconscious or dies. It's, you know, it's said again that it's not to the death, but if you do happen to kill someone, I mean, it doesn't disqualify you, but it is shameful. It's showing a lessening of skill because you're not supposed to kill the other person, but it doesn't actually disqualify you. Let's see what else. That's probably it. There's a couple of times when he says, you know, when people can bet before. The fighters will be given a couple of minutes to seize each other up in the pits. During this time, bets can be made as people, you know, can look over the two fighters. You can bet however you would like. They'll take just about any kind of bet you want to do. Some people don't even bet to win. They will say, like, I bet this person loses an eye, or I bet, you know. So, yeah, there's all kinds of crazy bets going on.
Which is a hand going for, and could I make enough to replace it with a steampunk hand?
Exactly. give me a notice roll there, Young, or an alertness roll.
Yeah, I was going to be looking to see if Kang's champion had actually turned up as well. No, I don't notice anything.
No, three is good enough. No, King is this. Everyone's actually abuzz about it in the pit, wondering where King's entryman is, because once they start the announcing, they can't take any new fighters, and King has not entered anyone this year. Mm-hmm. Also, with a three, your mother and father, you can see them in the pit over here, and they're kind of waving and shouting at you.
I wave back at them. Then I remember where I am, and I kind of turn it into one of those, hand over head, smoothing down hair.
Right. Sierra, let me have you do an alertness roll as well.
Nope, she misses nothing.
Oh, no, nice. Sierra, while you are getting your medical kit ready. I mean, you're looking around. Of course, every fighter seems to have brought someone with them, just if nothing more than to staunch blood and that sort of thing. There are three men kind of walking around down here with the fighters, and you see one of them, just for a moment, a star flash on his chest, obviously the sheriff, perhaps. And they're kind of looking around in the pit, and all three men have a sheath of papers that they're referring to, that they're looking down at. And occasionally they'll look up and they'll squint at somebody down here in the ring, and they'll look down at their paperwork. The center guy, who had the star that flashed, is taking a really good, hard look at Young.
Yeah, finally. It's paying off.
Kind of get between the two of them, but
he
not.
He hasn't started to approach yet. He's just kind of stopped there, and he's just kind of staring Young down. Young doesn't seem to notice.
I'm blocking his vision of Young, and very quietly, Young, it looks like you might have some police notice happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Young, give me another notice roll plus or alertness roll plus two.
Yeah, just notice roll.
You may wish to place a bet on me taking a horrible injury to the face in this first round, so that you bandage my face. Maybe.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you kind of spot him over Sarah's shoulder. It's the officer that arrested you. Huh. He's apparently still in town, and it looks like he might have gotten, he looks like he might be the sheriff now.
Don't we know who the sheriff is?
Yeah, it was told to you, but you've never actually met him yet.
Yeah, but we did got the name, and apparently Young didn't remember the name. On your own head, be it.
There was no trial. I was merely thrown in the back of a wagon and shipped out.
Long-haired Tony is the name that you had heard. Supposedly, he's the sheriff, and he is under Tam's persuasion.
Does he have long hair?
Really?
He does, actually. He doesn't seem to be making any move towards you, Young, and Sarah, once you kind of stepped in front of Young. Are you turned facing the sheriff, or you turn towards Young when you kind of block?
I turn towards Young.
Okay. All right. Well, the sheriff stares at you or at in that area for a bit longer, but with Sarah blocking the way, he doesn't want to make a big deal out of it. So he kind of wanders off, but you get the idea that, actually, you made a really good roll there. One of the guys that's with him kind of just walks away and kind of goes into the crowd, and you think you might have just picked up someone who's going to be watching you. But they don't seem to be too involved in wanting to cause any problems down here just now.
That would probably be a very bad thing for them to do anything right now.
Mm-hmm. At any rate, the announcer finishes his bit, and that's the final. They can't have any more entrants, so King is out of this Kumatai, apparently. And the fighter pairs are, you're basically, the two shortest sticks, you know, fight first, the next two, next two. So you're all been paired off in links of the straw or wand that you've pulled. You're about midway down, so you're going to be like the fourth set in line.
Presumably someone's got a buy or two? Well, if someone's pulled out, then you got don't have the right numbers anymore, so.
Yep. Yep, you know, once again, done by stick, so some lucky person may not have to fight five rounds. All depends. Yep. So the few fights in front of you are pretty quick and vicious. I mean, while they're not trying to attack to kill each other, they're definitely, attacking to cripple. Because you're going for the first person who either is knocked out or concedes. The first one was brutal. I mean, it lasted less than a minute, with the loser having his leg shattered. And he's hauled off out of the square. Some young men come and they basically scoop up the bloody sand. The new sand is put down. And there's like a 10-minute break. And the next pair comes up.
I didn't get a chance to state it earlier, but I don't want to put 100 on Uncle going through this round, at least.
Okay.
Yeah. So just before he pops off. And I look around for Mr. Miyagi to work on the guy's leg.
Well, he's down hard enough that they basically drag him out of the stadium. He won't be fighting anymore today. Well, and he lost his round on top of that, so... second one, person ends, in a submission hold and the guy taps out, but doesn't take a lot of bodily injury. And then you're up. Drag your tokens in here. And as the setup was, there's each fighter is given, a couple of minutes to basically just seize up the other fighter before the shout command is given to start. All right. So this young guy that was, talked to you earlier. He looks really nervous. He's seems to be in excellent physical condition, but, mentally, you think he's, this is probably his first, maybe his second time he's fought someone in a ring. It seems like the crowd around him is also kind of playing in his mind a little bit. He can't quite focus them out. And so, he looks a little, he's already sweating a little, looks a little nervous.
Yes. Do not worry. I am sure that when you go down in the first round, that none of these rumors will get back to your family.
Do you want to try and make a psychological attack against them here?
That was kind of a taunt against them.
Yeah, yes. You want. Okay. All right. Give me a roll.
Yes. I am untrained at this, so. Mm-hmm. Fun.
Okay.
Oh, that backfires badly.
Wow. Okay. Actually, that angers him. And
yep.
All right. All right. So he, there's the shout of to begin, and let me start up a little. I guess I do need a combat tracker for this, don't I?
Combat.
I would hope so.
There it is.
If there's a med you want for the fight, let me know and I'll throw you a card.
Yes.
I'm sure you've got this.
Well, I have the, make an instant success and a raise, so for a roll. So I could just go, bam.
Yeah, is this the fight you want to use that on, though?
No, not right now. We'll see what happens when I get to a roll.
Boink.
All right, there we go. Can you see the tracker?
I can indeed see the tracker.
Okay, well, here we go. Oh, and he lifts off with a joker. Yeah, you really pissed him off. So he charges in, and let's see here. He's going to get a +2 to his attack and to his damage.
And Young goes down the first round without even taking. Glassjaw Young.
Wow.
Yeah. That would be a 12.
That's, yes, okay. That is a hit, but not a raise.
Right, so, okay.
Take damage. Socking a good one across the jaw there.
So, 8 total.
That shakes me, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you can either just try and roll on your turn, or, and if you don't, you can spend a chip then.
Yes, but no, yeah, I will.
Have to decide until...
Yes, I will take a roll, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see what the roll is.
So, yeah, you...
Take the time to clear my head and circle around him.
Your taunt backfires. He becomes enraged at you as soon as it's called. He rushes forward, and it's just this loud, reverberating, open-hand strike to your chest that just, the slap, it just echoes across the seats. People wince.
Ow.
All right. Go ahead. You can make your roll.
Oh,
no. Okay. Rubbish. Stunned.
I'll remain stunned. Let's see what we'll
and just see what the next round gives us.
Next round.
All right. He gets the bounce on you again, and he strikes out. He tries to kick you this time, and he's going to go to, he's going to try to take out a knee. And under his breath, he says, I'm no coward. I do not fear my parents. And that's not going to do anything. 5.
Despite being shaken, I try to dodge out of the way when he telegraphs his blow at me.
And you.
I get to... It skipped me.
Oh, somehow. I'm sorry. No, go ahead and do it. I hit the wrong button.
Bing. Well, that's a success.
Yeah, so you're unshaken.
So I will unshake, yes.
All right. Next round, he gets another joker.
Wow. I am not enjoying this.
He's just really mad at you. Yeah, he's going to go for another open-hand strike, this time across the face. Oh, 14.
That's a raise this time,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, we get that. Plus a d6, plus 2. 13.
13. Ow, that is... Yeah, that is... Shaken 2 wounds? Wow, yeah, shaken 2 wounds.
All right. Jeez. You're going to want to soak that, I would imagine.
Yeah. This is not getting off to a good start. I'd lose everybody money by going out in the first round.
It's up to you. It's entirely up to you.
Yeah, well, you say white chip. Do you roll my finger roll? Bing.
Oh, wow.
It's a solid blow to hit me, but yeah, I keep myself out of it.
All right, and that's enough to take care of everything. So yeah. You're not even stunned, right?
Yeah, I get rid of all with it.
Amazing. All right, young.
Something I missed about the rules. What happens if he goes outside the ring? Is that a disqualification?
Yeah, I didn't go over that. Yeah, if you are thrown or step outside the ring, you are out. Yeah, I'm sorry, I have completely forgot to mention that.
Right.
And it is a 3x3, so it's 6 yards by 6 yards.
So I want to go over to the outside, so that if he recklessly charges at me again, I can kind of trip him and step out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I do. So.
Right. Is that a trick then? Is that actually a combat trick you're trying to get him to charge you?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I wasn't doing that, but yeah, I can do it that way. All right.
Yeah, so we're going to do a trick, and you're probably going to base this off of what, smarts?
I guess so, yeah, try and... Yeah, it's probably smarts.
Okay.
I was just
go ahead and make a roll then. We'll do a smarts versus smarts, and let's see who gets... you're setting up for it now. So yeah. I guess it will really matter on the next round who goes first, etc. And yeah, he goes first. So go ahead, give me your roll.
Yeah, that's horrible, but...
See. Oh, wow.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't fall for it. So he goes in for his attack. It's that first one. A 5 doesn't hit you.
No.
Nope.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm getting bored with him not falling for my tricks. So I will just, as he is close enough to hit me, I will just unleash the dragon on him. Let out fighting roll. I've got the edges, so why not? two-fisted strike. So an attack with both hands. So first one goes, pow!
Five, let's see, his parry is six.
Which is not enough. And then while he's trying to recover from dodge that blow, I come in with an offhand strike, and...
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's still a six, right?
Yeah, it's still a six.
Yeah, it's just trick.
So that's exactly equal to his parry, so that is a hit, right? If it's equal to, or...
It's
equal to the parry, so it's a hit.
Okay, so while he was doing... While he was dodging my first one, I...
need him. Watch the hand! Watch the hand! Oh, sorry!
Send out a flaring clout!
A 10.
10.
Toughness 5. So, that is stunned. And...
And a wound.
And a wound,
it's
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And... He will bow out as you cause, you know, just a severe amount of trauma to him there, and he starts dry hacking and coughing, trying to get his air, and he's waving his hands that he's out.
I will bow at him, bow at Tam, and then I will help him to his feet and out of the arena. Mm-hmm.
There's a round of applause at your sportsmanship of helping him to his feet and out of the arena. You've gone some way to make make his defeat not so bad. So yeah, round one that you made it through, Sarah. You make 400 because it was 4-1 odds on his first here. So,
oh, there you go.
And Uncle made it past his first round, too. How much did you put in?
100 on Uncle.
Okay, Uncle is, you only make 150 back on that, because Uncle has done well in the past.
Yeah, I expected he was good.
Mm-hmm. This goes on for the rest of the fighters in the first round. There are no deaths in the first round, but they do apparently keep track of... injuries. So we've got one broken leg, one broken clavicle, and a broken jaw at the end of the first round.
Okay, does Young need any medical assistance right now?
He took a pounding, but he looks like he's all right.
I'm gonna just give him a once-over.
Mm-hmm. And while you're doing that, Luke, can I get an alertness roll from you, or notice roll?
Just for shock value, we're going to be attacked from underneath if something comes up in the middle of the ring.
Five. Since you're kind of paranoid about it, you keep occasionally looking up over the rim, and you do actually see some people up there. They look like they're patrolling, maybe. They're not wearing the bright peacock colors of the officials, though. But they do seem to be wearing more like standard Western gear. Like, you know, they've got hats. They're carrying rifles. Occasionally, they poke their heads down, but they don't look like they're paying a lot of attention to what's going on.
It's the surprising return of Zane Bennett and crew. Come to take over the town.
Is a two good enough for you for the healing? Sorry, three, or do you need more?
I am currently uninjured because I spent the silver roll, okay. If the healing is, I don't know.
Oh, well, basically, he has some busted skin, so, you know, you're stopping some, a little bit of blood flow on him, but he seems otherwise uninjured. You know, a little bit of bruising here and there, but, otherwise he seems to be okay. You got your water bottle there too. Keep him hydrated.
Cut the eye.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, so how easy is it to get in and out of here if we need to leave for?
Fairly easily. There's the north and south entrance there. There are no doors, so people can come and go. As a matter of fact, in the south entry one, the one towards the bottom, there's actually some vendors there selling hot roasted peanuts and some various dead animal on a stick. So people do congregate around that entrance or exit.
Then may I take a leave for a moment or two? I'm supposed to be here guiding Tam, so, you know, I'll ask.
Yeah, Tam looks very enthused at what's going on. He just kind of waves his hand at you, like, do whatever you want.
Okay. So. Time to go with Skelton.
Did John Irons fight yet?
John Irons did fight, and let's see, you put 100 on him, too?
Yep.
Well, you get 200 for that, so you double your money.
Ooh, steal one.
Yes, he did. He's the guy that broke the other guy's jaw.
No.
All right. And you know, true to what they were saying earlier, there's almost exactly 10 minutes as each person who wins, the guy's there having you draw another stick. So, and then you're kind of waiting for everyone to cycle through to find out who makes it to the next rounds. And you pull yours as being the second fight this time around. This guy is actually, he's a white guy. Looks like he might be, you know, he's thickly built, but he's short.
Are there any draws?
No.
Or double eliminations?
Not in this first round, but double elimination does happen, yes.
Mm. I'm going to put 300 on Yang now.
You'll put 300 on this round.
And if his opponent is not John Irons, I'm going to put 100 on him as well.
It is not John Irons.
Okay, I'm going to put 100 on John Irons.
And you're still bidding on Uncle?
I will put money on myself as well. It seems stupid not to right now. So, yeah, I will put 300 on myself and another 100 on Uncle.
300 and 100 on Uncle.
Actually, 150. Make it the whole of the winnings. So, make the math difficult.
All right. No, that's fine. Okay, so you're the second one in the bout this time. I'm going to use the same picture for...
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, this is... Guys, looks like he might have been a cattle rustler. Once again, very thickly muscular build. He's short, though. You're definitely going to have kind of a reach advantage on him. He doesn't really say anything to you, maybe because he doesn't think that you can speak English, but he does nod, and he does offer to shake your hand.
I bow at him when he nods, and then I will take his hand.
Okay.
And he's gone! He's gone!
Ha ha! Mages. No. I don't know what happened to that. He's still there. Just pretend he's still there. You're shadow boxing. Yeah, he gives you a firm grip, but he's not like trying to, you know, squeeze your, you know, break your hand or anything. And gives it a few pumps as to being a good sport about things. And he looks like he's probably, and this is in your couple of minutes while you're seizing each other up, that he's probably done this a few times. You know, his face is heavily scarred, like he's taken lots of punches to the face. His nose is a little crooked.
Because I was mute last time, it's size each other up, not seize each other up.
Seize each other, yes! Yes, size each other up. So, yeah, he's staring hard at you. He kind of moves around a little bit, a little to the left, a little to the right, and he's kind of seeing how you move. He's, you know, you got the idea he's trying to find out if you're a lefty, a righty, what your stance is like. This guy is an experienced fighter. You want to try to do anything? He's not going to try and taunt you. He's just trying to.
No,
I don't know what skill, but can you use some sort of skill to read what they're doing? Maybe in a fighting roll just to read what they're fighting.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Is like, you know, if you can make me a good fighting roll, you can get an idea about what he's trying to do to you too. Here, he's going to try and get an idea of how you fight as well by your stance and how you move. You can roll your fighting skill for this, I guess. That would make sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless you don't want to. You don't have to.
I was just trying to think if I thought of anything more appropriate, but I have nothing either.
No, so, yeah. We don't even have an empathy skill that I'm aware of. At least if we do, I don't have it.
It's notice, really, is the empathy
something. Are you a righty or are you a lefty?
right-handed, so yeah.
Yeah, he's a southpaw. He's a lefty. Definitely this guy has got more of a European, know, he may be a boxer, he may be a grappler. Looking at the strength of his arms and shoulders, you're thinking this guy is probably a grappler.
Yeah, grapple rules. They love him.
Good luck to you, sir. Shall.
Oh, do you say that in English?
Yes, I do say that in English.
Hellfire. Didn't know y'all could speak English. Luck to you, too.
Do not judge a man by his appearance.
I get that a lot myself. All right. Sizing up is done, and here we go. Dink. All right.
Well, it's not a joker, so, you know, he got that.
I don't think a 6 will beat your parry.
No.
No. He leads off with a kind of a right-handed fake, and then he goes for a strong left, kind of expecting it. So you bob your head out of the way, and it completely misses. Your turn.
As he has sized me up and knows that I'm a right-hander, I will lead with my left and then smack him with my right when he's not looking. Mm-hmm. So I'll use, again, a multi-action to use my offhand first of all, and then my dominant hand. So I unleash the fist. Oh, oh wow. Failure! I really telegraphed this.
I don't think that does anything if you're using hands, though. It's only when you're shooting something that it matters. Unless there's something special for martial arts. I don't think there is.
Can you punch yourself?
No.
Stop punching yourself.
Yeah, it's just a real bad, well-telegraphed. You know, he dances out of the way quite easily.
I'm showing everybody what I am made of here in this arena.
All right.
I did 2. So.
I'm sorry, you did what?
I multi-action.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. What's your second action?
My second action is attack with the dominant fist.
Sure.
After I've telegraphed that I'm absolutely rubbish, I show him
6.
You take.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Even though Bert redoubled the cards again.
No, no, we'll keep the same initiative, but you get your roll there. Even though your second strike was fairly stealthy and you think he was surprised for it, he kind of just rolls out of the way. It's not enough to get over his parry.
Okay. All right. Okay. It's not what's on the board then. Okay.
No. And then you got the next round, top of the round.
Yeah. I will continue with to try and tag him with my blows. Again, both hands, one of each, and just continue to try and tag him with no particular finesse this round. Bing.
Wow.
I suspect
that definitely does it. So he had a parry of 7, so you beat him by 7.
Wow.
That's a head to head with a raise.
All right, so I will unleash my clawing fury on him.
That's going to leave a mark in the morning.
Toughness of 6.
Still an 11.
So
that's 2 raises 6, at least.
10, 14. So, yeah, shaken 2 wounds.
Shaken and 2 wounds. Yeah, he goes down. Yeah, and you hit him so that he's having a hard time breathing once again. Seems to be your... the way that you like to finish people off, and he's just flips over on his back, gasping for breath. The official comes over to see, you know, because he hasn't actually tapped out yet, but he's turning blue. And his corner guy comes out and grabs him by the shirt and just kind of pulls him out so that he crosses the line and starts beating on his chest, trying to get him to breathe again.
Sounds like they need a good medic.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. He's still having problems breathing?
Yeah, he is, actually.
Okay.
It looks like his guy's got it well in hand, though. He's got...
Okay. If his guy has it well in hand, then I'm going to leave it alone.
All right. The official comes over and awards you this round as well. Let's see. That brings Sarah another... Actually, the odds went... After your first round, your odds aren't quite as... It's twice as against you, so you get 200 this time. And Young, you did 300, so you get 600. And Uncle won, but you only get 200 out of that.
I had bet 300 on Young.
Oh, okay. Well, so you get six. You double your money.
Okay, and on John Irons, or did he not fight?
Irons did fight, and he did win. What did you put on Irons?
100.
So, okay. So you get 150 from Irons.
Sorry, did you say 200 for betting 850 on Uncle as well?
You got 150, yeah.
I got back what I put in.
No. That's over. Okay, so you put in 200?
I put in 150 on
Uncle. You put in 150. Okay, so 300.
Okay.
You did get double on Uncle for the second round.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't make it all the way through, so the more he's in, the longer the odds.
Yep. He's an old guy. He peters out after a few rounds. All right, and Luke.
Check the state of his umbrella before you bet on him.
Luke, so you're kind of around in the crowd, taking a look to see what's going on.
Going outside and looking around the edges of the pit. I'm directly going for that.
Okay, it's going to take you some time to get up and
all the way up to the rafters. Going more 8 fights, 10 minutes between each fight. So just that second round took over an hour.
Mm-hmm. And so you're, how far up do you want to go? Like, do you want to leave the place? Okay, let me just describe it some. As you get towards the gate, of course, is wide open, and that will lead you out of the building. But there's also, kind of a stairwell that's got a door closed in front of it. There's like a little, window where like a guard would be stationed to look in or out, but there's no guard there. And you think that the positioning of the stairway would take you up into kind of that lip that overhangs the arena?
That's where I want to get to, that lip.
Okay. What do you want to do about the door?
Open it.
It actually swings open. Actually, the door knob or the door handle comes off in your hand as you open it.
That's not good. That's not good at all. Are there other guards around?
No, you don't see anyone else around, actually. I mean, you can still hear everyone down a little bit further down the tunnel. Like I said, this is the area where everyone's doing their snack food and talking around. But you don't see any guards up here. You don't see any of the peacock-looking guards or anyone else up here, actually. And definitely the door was broken. And it was just kind of, shut behind, but the lock was broken.
Well, whatever it is, I can take care of it. Go be confident. So much fun. So... going up. I don't have a stealth skill, I'll just remind you. So.
Okay. But I assume you're trying to be stealthy?
And then I'm not going, hello out there or anything. No, I'm trying to just be
just give me an unskilled roll. Just to, just give me a baseline to how much of a water buffalo you sound like.
So it's minus 2.
Pretty good. You're pretty quiet about things. You get to the top, and this door that opens out. Onto like the roof area, and the door is just kind of swinging open in the breeze. You could actually see where the door jam has been shattered, like someone kicked the door out.
Right.
And you think, there's a puddle of something at the top. Can't quite tell what it is yet. There's something dripping off of the ledge.
Okay. So am I actually at the door at the top or? Just looking over. Okay, I'll look around.
You're looking up the stairs, and you see the door at the top kind of swinging open. So you're not at the door yet.
Okay.
But you can kind of see it swinging, and you can see kind of the sunlight coming through and then being closed out as the door swings.
Yep, while going up to the door.
All right. It is a pool of blood right at the edge of the door.
Yep, that's pretty much what I was expecting. And I sort of look around through the door without stepping out yet.
Okay, the door seems to be opening, and then it's hitting something, and it's kind of rebounding back, so the breeze is kind of making it fly open, then it hits something, and it kind of comes back. So it doesn't open very far, but what the view you do have is, this is open air up here, so this is probably the rim or the upper roof of this place.
Well, there's no sign of anyone I can see through the gap that's open?
Not from what little viewpoint you have.
Right. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Going up and through the door.
All right. So you go to push the door, and there's something blocking it. How hard do you push the door?
What I'm expecting it's the body on the other side, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So I'll give it a little bit of a push, like as if it's a fairly small object, I should push it out of the way. But if there's a body there, it won't push that yet. Just so I can sort of get it. This way I'm sort of getting a sense about how much resistance is on the other side blocking me.
Okay. Yeah, there is some resistance. Like, you can just push a little bit and get enough room to slide past the door, or you can push a lot and push it all the way open. So.
No, a little bit to slide out.
Okay. Slide out, and sure enough, yes, there is a body on the other side. It's, one of the figures you saw earlier that has the kind of the normal cowboy outfit and all, you know, vest, trail pants, hat, that sort of thing. And he's just on the other side of the door is like a small railing that's only about 2 or 3 feet high. And the guy's kind of like mostly over it. You know, you look down and you can actually see the pit of the arena. And if you'd push really hard, the body probably would have went all the way over.
All right. What I'm going to do is pull him into a bit more secure location and check through his, looking around, seeing who's bothering me, but also go through his pockets, see if there's any ID on him.
Give me a notice roll.
Come on, notice roll. Well, it's not suck. I rolled it. Why did it not do anything? I'll try it again.
What do you see? I mean, you can re-roll it or just tell me what you rolled. Either one is fine.
I think I got a 5 was the high.
All right, that's good enough for me. So you see a 5. So there's definitely been a scuffle out here. Your guy is bleeding from several, looks like stab wounds to the chest and stomach, finishing wound across his neck. And you start, looking around, and, this guy was like kind of it looks like he was dragged and placed here to be on the far side of the door. So maybe, you wouldn't see him just by opening the door and looking. It looks like he might have fallen forward a little bit though, which is what was blocking the door. And you see several other suspicious lumps laying around.
Okay, is there any ID on him?
Well, you go through and you find a deputy badge. Not a deputy. You find a badge.
Yeah. Don't recognize there's anything in particular other than just it's a badge? I'm more just wondering if he's like a Pinkerton or something like that.
No, he's probably, he's probably a lawman for this area, one of the minor ones. It's just like, it's a circle instead of a star. It's the one they just give out to people that are helpers.
Nice.
The guy is Chinese. I didn't mention that.
Right.
But he is more dressed in the Western style. So across the roof area, you can see several more suspicious lumps where like there've been canvas or some boxes have been kind of moved around. You can actually see the scrape marks where things have been moved around and repositioned.
So there's guys up here in this more sort of Western style clothing and someone's doing a ninja on their ass.
Oh, also his holster is empty. He is wearing a gun belt. He has ammo. He's actually got ammo for a rifle too, but he has got no gun and no rifle on him.
What's above, as in if I look up, is there another sort of loop area or
no.
Sort of,
think of this as like a track that runs in a circle around the thing below, and like I said, there's a very short kind of guardrail, but it only comes up like 3 feet or so. Otherwise it's a rooftop.
Okay. Well, I'll need to get attacked by this ninja at some point, so I'll continue around checking.
Okay.
Go around the roof, check what's going
there
on.
Are more bodies. More of these police that have just been kind of, their bodies have been hidden out of the way. Kind of quickly. They didn't make a lot of attempt to hide them. They just put something in the way of, like, if someone opened the door and just looked out here, you would not see them. But any kind of digging around, they're easy to find. They all have had their guns taken. All killed similarly. Knife cuts, knife slashes.
Yep. If I get back to the door where I started, if I do a circuit, let me know. Otherwise, if something happens on the way.
If you do a circuit, there's actually another stairwell going down about midway through the circle.
Yeah, to the matches the south gate. Has that also been kicked in?
No, it actually, well, lock's broken, but it hasn't been kicked in.
Right. There's been no sign of movement while I've been up here?
No, not at all.
Right, so I'll complete the circuit.
Okay, so you don't go down that other stairwell, you just complete the circuit?
Not yet, no.
Okay. In all, you find four bodies. All of them right. look to be police.
What I plan on doing is, since I'm in attack, I'll go back down the stairwell I came up and see if the sheriff's around.
Okay. Where do you look for the sheriff? Like in the crowd, in the boxes, or down in the pit?
Well, previously he was in the pit, so.
Yeah, but you didn't see him.
No, well, I wasn't. Yeah. You never gave me a chance.
That's true.
Well, I'll look around for him or guards or something that I can spot nearby.
Okay. Actually, you're starting to get a little panic feeling as you're noticing not only do you not see any guards, you're not seeing any of those peacock vested people that are part of the whole ceremony thing either.
How quickly can I get back to Tam?
Okay, well, there's a lot of people in your way. I'd ask for an agility roll. You make a really good roll, you can get there quickly.
All right, I got agility.
Yeah, go for it. Do some parkouring through this crowd.
Four
is a success, sure. I mean, basically, as long as you don't care about hurting anybody's feelings, you're just pushing people out of the way and, you know, throwing poor peanut seller guy. You've pushed his cart out of the way. The nuts go flying. Lots of Chinese cursing at your backing. So you're running towards Tam's stall there. And I'm going to take a break for you for a moment here. And,
fair enough.
Richard. Mm-hmm. All right. You're entering your third round. And it looks like you've drawn John Irons as your opponent this time. He is a mountain of a black man. He is 6.5 feet tall, and damn if he's not 4 or 5 feet wide.
Ha, this will take all of my skill and my ability to not get punched in the face.
Yep. Before we do the sizing up here, is anyone wanting to throw out more bets for the round?
Yeah, 500 on Young.
Betting on me and not on Henry Irons, I can't take a dive now.
All right, Young, you personalize
that? Yeah, I just won 600. So I'll put 600 on myself. And I'll put 300 on... King's guy's not around, is he? 300 on Uncle again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, and he is going to start off by trying to psych you out by doing a taunt, trying to throw you off your game. I'm just putting a general outlaw thing on here. I didn't have time to build a full.
That's so good.
I've just got the stats written down. All right, so he is going to try and taunt you. And
your mother, and your mother smacked about the blue one.
Yeah, and as you can tell, this one is actually a wild card. Okay, so it's taunting you with a 9. Let's see, what do you defend taunts with?
That's what I was trying to. I can't remember. I suspect it's. Yeah, it's smart. Because it's like, hey, I'm not fooled by your taunting. It's intimidation that's resisted by spirit.
Taunt. Smart roll. Test of wills against a person's pride. The ridiculous, cruel joker on one upmanship. This is an opposed roll against a target smart. All right. Yeah, so basically, he when you step into the ring, you know, he kind of shrugs his shoulders, cracks his knuckles. And he picks up a handful of the pebbles that go around the circle, and he kind of shows you them in his hands, and then he makes a fist at you, and, like, you can hear the stones, like, pop and grind, and then just this fine powder sprays out between his knuckles and his fingers. He drops it in front of you as it wafts down across from you. He says, your bones are that easy to break too, my friend.
Oh, I didn't like that. Pink. Wow.
Oh, yeah, man.
My bones. I need my bones. Don't crush my bones.
So you get a plus two to whatever action, and I'm shaken.
What a way to start off a combat round. Yep.
Yeah, all right. Fuck, you got a joker.
All right. Yep. So. And boom, there we go. He starts the round. You start the round shaking. He's got a plus two, so he's going to go right out. And
I can't see him. Just
Oh, you can't see the character?
Yep. On the tracker. There. Yeah, there we go.
There we go. All right, so he's going to start off with just good old comes in quick, with both hands flying, and he's just trying to pummel the crap out of you.
Ooh, he's a wild card, though, so...
Okay,
14
plus 2,
so
16. Yeah, that's a hit and a raise, definitely.
All right, this is going to hurt.
And you're already shaken. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Straight to the chip. Oh.
So a 7, looks like.
Huh?
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm rolling damage. That's right.
So 12.
12 points.
So, how many wounds is that? That's one raise, so that's one wound.
Two raises, I think, on a toughness of 5.
And he's got 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's got one raise.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, one raise.
That's one raise.
Yeah, and it's a maximum of one wound per raise. No, I'll spend a chip anyway.
Mm-hmm.
To try and soak this, because if I do it right... rid of it. So I will take a horrible, horrible blow to the face. Ah!
Not the face.
But thanks to him, he pulls me out of my stupor because of his horrible, horrible bone crushing. It's like, oh, I can't have my bones crushed.
Right.
Yeah.
Get you back into the game. And it's your go.
Let's try this. I will go for a shot straight through his head to try and put him out as quickly as I can. So when he's coming in with that, I'm going to aim at his head and try and smash him down, hopefully doing extra damage if I succeed.
Oh, crap. Perry is half fighting plus 2?
Yes.
Right? Okay, yeah. All right. I forgot to write that down. So he's got a 7.
He's got a 7.
Okay. Yeah. Fighting a D10, so 7.
So, yeah, I aimed straight for his head to try and put him down. His head's probably got a thick skull, but, well, who cares? Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, that's not going to do it.
That's horrible. Yeah, he's got me completely rattled there. I lash out wildly and miss badly as he's, yeah.
All right, that was just one strike you were doing, right?
Yeah, I just went for the one thing.
All right. You start again. He smiles at you with his even white teeth. I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Alright, well, I'll follow the example of what was mentioned before, and while he's smiling at me, I will go in with my left fist and then kick a load of sand up into his face, trying to do
a trick,
sort of an agility trick.
Sure, yeah. Throw your fist punch there first.
No, I'm not actually going to punch him. That's just...
Oh, okay. So you're just going to do a trick.
I'm just going to do a trick.
All right. Gotcha.
So hopefully I can catch him with this. Pow.
Well, I don't know.
Nah.
All right. Well, it's against his smarts, right? Since
no, it's agility v. agility.
It's agility. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't have any of that.
Well, not enough.
Apparently not. Yeah.
All right, so you successfully do a trick. You kick some sand in his face. What does that do for him?
Oh, dear, that was useless. I should have paid attention. It's minus 2 parry until his next action. His next action is now.
Yeah.
So, well, there we go. Next time I'll remember.
Well, I'm going to make you hurt for that one. Comes in at you. Yeah, he just kind of bull rushes in at you and...
Ooh. Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Ouch.
16 is the best.
Can we hire him?
a hit and a raise. Yep.
All right, hit and a raise. Okay, so, well, here's a strength. And a d6.
Oh, only two.
No, again, that's and a wound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his punches are brutal.
They are. Eh. You know what? I'm going to take this one. Sorry. I'll take the shaking at the wound. I won't try and soak it.
We've only got a doctor for another half hour.
You start the round, though. I'm going to try to unshake.
Yep. There's a spirit roll to try and get rid of it. Yeah. Barely.
But no action.
Get rid of it, but nothing going on.
All right. And he's going to press at his advantage. He's did some wounding to you. And he's going to go after those same ribs he just pounded before. Five. Didn't do well enough. You're getting adept at ducking and weaving around these gigantic fists that keep coming at you.
Yep.
Outlaw goes with the Joker, though. Yep. You're slightly off balance from getting out of the way of that last punch. So he kind of does this little twist and just drives home a left punch into your gut. At least that's what he's going to try for.
So, Richard, do you have an edge that gives the other guy more chance to get a Joker?
So that's a 7 with the Joker. I don't think that's enough for your parry,
that's
though.
That's not enough to hit me. Yeah. Wise to be.
Close, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does the wound affect your parry?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, nice.
It's just on rolls that you make.
Like this one?
Like this one, yeah. Well, desperation. Desperation here now. So I am going to have to try smashing him twice with my fists again. Come in with the right and then catch him with the left, hopefully. So, pew! Does 10?
Oh, yeah, he's got a parry of 7. So you hit, but no raise.
All right. So I catch him with the jaws of the dragon.
Oh, wow.
Oh, which is good. He had a really high toughness. That's good. Good for you.
Well, until he soaks it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so toughness of 7. So what's he got then? 7, 8.
Shaken 2 wounds.
Shaken in 2 wounds. Okay, so yeah, GM will drop a chip here. And now he's going to do his toughness. Wow, he didn't roll very well then.
Wow.
I like Mr. John Iron, so I'm going to throw in another chip.
He could just pair out the fight.
Well, I'm going to give him one more shot here. And then, you know, it looks like he's going to take it. Oh, okay. All right, so you hit him, you shook him and did how much damage?
It was a 15 and he had a 7, yes?
Yes.
So that's
and that was just one
7.
Fist. He still had the other fist to go.
Yep. So that's shaking 2 wounds.
Shaking and 2 wounds. Well, yeah, he's not going to bow down on that, so go ahead and take your next shot.
Yeah. Well, while he's reeling from that blow, I come in with the other fist off the other side of the... No, there's no walls to bounce off. So, yeah, I just come in off the side and go...
Yep.
8.
8. That still beats his berry.
Yeah, Right, so while he's recovering from the jaws of the dragon, I hit him with my spiked tail!
Oh, yeah, that's enough. That's enough.
If I can actually hit, I'm not
pumped. See, that's actually enough to kill him.
Well, no, you can voluntarily take it. No, well, I don't know, maybe your fists can't.
Well, no, I've got to make rolls, because that's going to give him his 3rd and 4th wound.
Yeah, but he's going to be incapacitated rather than... Yeah,
that's true.
Unless in this competition, fists are lethal. I don't know.
No, he's just going to be incapacitated. So, actually, you get your first win by knockout.
I should have bet on something like that.
How much did I win on that one?
You've got the scars to show for it, though.
Yeah. Young's actually been doing really well, and so the odds were almost 50-50 on this one. So you don't make quite as much. So you make half again what you bet.
Okay.
So if you put in 600, 900.
Yep.
All right.
Wow, that was actually shocking to a lot of people in the stands. Like there's a hush that goes across the field as John is. It actually takes 3 medics to pull his body out of the ring.
There's Kenny going, out of my way, out of my way, get out of the way.
From the stands, Emperor Norton stands up and gives you a salute there.
Yes. Salute, so Young. Bow back at him. Yes.
See to Young.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. And that means that Young has made it to, you made it through the three, so you're actually going to square off against the last round will be deciding who goes to the final competition. So you're in the semifinal right now. But let us switch back over to Luke, who has been furiously running through the crowd, trying to get to Tam. And, let's see, as you're doing this, a second here.
Oh.
I'm sorry, do you want to do something there, Sarah?
That was the healing roll.
Oh, yeah, okay. 7?
Yeah.
And minus 1 for the wound.
So yeah. 6.
Mm.
And 4 is a success. Unless
yeah.
stuff's going on.
Woo!
You are a good cut man.
Mm-hmm. Luke, as you're making your way towards Tam's box, I'm going to draw on the map here so you can kind of see. You're coming in from this direction. You see that?
Okay. Yeah. I thought I was up.
Yeah, and you've already started to move towards Tam's booth over here. What you're seeing is that there is a commotion in the stands over here. There are people that are running away from something. You start hearing some screaming. The arena is like so loud though that for the largest part, no one's really noticing what's going on. And what you're seeing is there's a trio of terrifying Chinese ogres that are rampaging through this set of stands, and they're trying to make a line towards Tam's booth.
Oh, really?
There's also a contingent of armed guys that are kind of bringing up the rear. They're all wearing kind of just patchwork. They're not really well dressed. Outlawish sort of rags here and there. They all have like a pale green cloth over their left arms though, and they've got like pole arms, they've got knives out, etc. And they're just cutting through the crowd trying to get to Tam. But it's happening high up enough in the stands that it hasn't really alerted anybody below to what's happening. So what are you doing, Luke?
Wow.
Tam hasn't noticed yet. Or at least you don't think he's noticed. You can't really see him because he's in that kind of private booth area with the walls.
Right. Wasn't there people of ours in that area?
Wasn't there? Yeah, there was actually one of Tam's men was supposedly in that area.
No, one of the people that we invited or someone that we know.
No, that area, no. That was that was Ratcatcher Hugh, one of Tam's lieutenants. Rat Skinner Hugh, sorry.
Okay, the quickest way I can think of doing something, which is going to make it worse, to be honest. It's going to make the situation worse. Pull my gun and fire at Tam.
Well, you can't see Tam. The sides of his booth are there, so you want to just fire into the booth?
Basically give them a warning shot to say, hey, they're under attack, get them out of here, even though this is not the attack that they're doing.
All right, I'm going to make you make a shooting roll, since you kind of know where Tam is sitting. And you really don't want to roll a 1. You really don't want to roll a 1.
Well, yeah, maybe I do.
Maybe you do.
No, I really don't think you do.
Give me a shooting roll.
That's fair.
Yeah, no particular minuses, since you're just trying to shoot into basically the broadside of a barn here.
Okay.
But if you roll a 1, you're going to hit somebody on the other side.
If I roll a 1, I'm going to use a chip. I might need to use a chip. It's a success.
No, it's fine, because you're just trying to shoot in and warn, so that's what you do. Your shot rings out. Of course, with your shot ringing out, that kind of cuts through the crowd. the pistol shot is a very unique sound, and everything goes quiet, and then people start noticing the ogres, and then there's a panic in the stands. Sarah and Young from down below, give me your notice rolls. Since these seats are 8 feet up in the air, it's kind of hard to see what's going on. You may not notice. Yeah, Sarah, you definitely don't notice. Young, something's going on up there, somewhere close to Tam's booth. You're pretty sure you heard a shot fired. Oh, and also you see the sheriff and his men starting to run towards the stairwell.
Young notices everything.
Yeah, he does. He notices all the things.
All right, well, I'll alert Sarah. Do you have your gun in that medical bag?
Yes, I have a pistol.
Might be useful. And then we head over to the, towards Tam's thing as quickly as possible.
Okay. So do you want to scale the 8-foot, security wall, or do you want to run for the stairway?
We're going for the wall.
All right.
Someone's going.
I was going to say, yeah, you have no problem with that.
I was going to grab Sarah's hand and try and pull her along with me. Yeah.
Sure.
And try and get towards the wall. Yeah. And then when we're nearing the wall, Costa walking. And we just run up the side of the wall.
And did you make it?
Oh, right. I thought you were going to do something else. I hadn't rolled. Pow. Yeah, I make it. We can both.
All right.
And so I also extend it to Sarah as she's with me.
Okay.
Here's how this
happens from Luke's perspective. Luke, you make your shot out. It gets everyone's attention. So the rest of the bleachers are starting to clear out. The ogres, though, are very consumed with what they're trying to do, which is get to Tam's box. The armed guards behind the ogres, though, there's six of them, though, they turn to you, and they see your smoking gun in the air, and so they start running towards you. And as they're running towards you, who might come over to the lip of the wall right about where you're standing is both Young and Sarah.
Yep.
I'm just going to clean this up a bit. And Sharon, what time did you say you had to go? 10 o'clock or 10 something?
I can do about 10 minutes more.
You guys want to hang on to this then? Leave it as a cliffhanger here? These, I think it's going to go more than 10 minutes is what
I'm
saying.
Go on. Yeah. This is a nice
ending.
I've got 5 chips.
I'll let you keep them where they are since we're ending on
a cliffhanger. I've got a card that would give me giant color.
Yeah. We'll leave all the cards and we'll leave all the chips just as they are. And when the next one picks up, we'll do that. All right. Fair enough?
All right. That's more than a fair bit because, you know, I shouldn't keep any of these things. So that
and
you're
we'll,
being very generous there.
And we'll award experience after this combat next time, right?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm up $2,100.
Yeah. And it might even allow time for your preacher man to show up and help. Oh, yeah. Did you guys...
If we're really lucky, it'll allow time for a certain other person to show up, too.
I've got all the money that you guys wagered written down here, but if you do, too, just as a backup, that's cool. Because, of course, you won't get this until after the thing is completed. So we'll see how it goes.
Anything until... Unless Yong actually does those other two fights, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
I may not win anything at all because this match will probably be called off at this point.
We'll see how it works. Okay, so we'll end the session there then, guys.
Okay.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
It is a center for higher learning. It is a place with centuries of secrets in its shadowed halls. This is where you have come to learn the mysteries of the cosmos. we are pleased to present the Miskatonic University Podcast. On our campus, you will learn the deepest secrets of the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. From rules mechanics to beings of the mythos and insanities that plague men's minds. Join us at www.mu-podcast.com.